This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Your Q. As we already said, I'm Shannon Sebastian. And today, I'm going solo because Alan, I know you're listening, but he didn't join me today. So, everybody tell Alan how much you missed him. Send us emails. Do whatever to get him back because he's so much fun to have in the studio. So here at Your Q, what we're about is celebrating, uplifting, and educating the community on the great things happening in and around Douglas County. And to do that, we bring on community members who are involved doing great things. And so today in studio, we are blessed to have Kelly Forney, who is on the board of the Oregon Hunters Association Umpqua Valley chapter. So Kelly, welcome.
Thank you, Shannon. It's good to be here.
Yes, we're just thrilled to have you and get to learn so much.
Well, I represent the Oregon Hunters Association Umpqua chapter. And the mission of the Oregon Hunters Association is protecting Oregon's wildlife, habitat, and hunting heritage. OHA's current focus is ensuring sound and scientific management of all huntable wildlife species. And we very much enjoy our work here in Douglas County.
Well, and honestly, you guys are just a great group of individuals. So my husband happens to be on the board, and everybody is so kind and supportive and about the mission and passionate about being in the outdoors and hunting. And I know you are and involved in many aspects. And so thank you for your time. How long have you been on the board?
I've been on the board about 20 years, believe it or not.
Oh, my goodness.
But you'd never know it by looking.
No. Really, you started when you were five.
That's right.
I got you on that. So there are so many different facets to what you guys do in your involvement in the community. And I know we have all kinds of wonderful things happening and coming up in the near future as well as, you know, the distant future. So tell us some of the wonderful things happening with your partnerships that you do with different organizations.
Well, we are very passionate about wildlife and maintaining wildlife. We are working right now with some wildlife highway crossings. For those folks that have driven Highway 97 in eastern Oregon, now there's miles and miles of fence in certain sections of that highway where deer and other wildlife were crossing and getting hit by cars and damaging, killing wildlife and damaging vehicles, and people were getting injured. So we've been active in helping those wildlife undercrossings happen, and now there's a move to start that on the west side. So OHA actively contributes to efforts to improve wildlife habitat and connectivity and reduce wildlife vehicle collisions across Oregon. We're now working as a part of the Southern Oregon Wildlife Crossing Coalition to mitigate negative aspects of Interstate 5, particularly south of Ashland.
Well, and it is tried and true and proven. It is like 80% to 90% decrease in roadkill over there where those fences are in. I mean, it is a high percentage. And I know my husband and I were just over in Bend recently and drove back, and it was like all that whole stretch, nothing there. So it works. This is proven to work. It's saving animals' lives. It's saving people's lives, because a lot of those accidents are quite serious over there traveling at high speed. So I love that you guys do this, and I think it is so worthwhile, and people really need to learn more about it because it's very, very valuable. I know they were doing license plates, hopefully coming up soon, too, to try to raise money for this, because it just is such a proven and worthwhile cause. And what else do you got going on?
Well, we are all about promoting wildlife, promoting hunting. We like to notify the public and our members of some of the things that are coming up here. We are planning a youth pheasant hunt this fall at the Big K Ranch in Elkton. And that'll be in September, and that will be at no charge to the youth hunters. And that is something we're very excited about, to help new hunters get started. We'd like to remind everyone that the spring bear tag application deadline is coming up on the 10th of this month. So if you're interested in the spring bear tag, it's time to get involved in that. Get your application made. But, you know, we've been involved in many things down through the years. We helped the wolves get delisted in Oregon. We helped Columbia whitetail deer get delisted. We've helped shape the cougar and wolf plans. We have worked with the NRA against gun control legislation, and we're a voice for hunters in ensuring the integrity of the landowner preference tag system, for just a few. We're very involved with habitat. We are successfully sued to protect the Ochoco elk habitat from development. We've funded large-scale winter range for deer and elk habitat improvements. We've funded, installed, and regularly maintained water guzzlers, particularly on the east side where water is scarce and at a premium.
Absolutely.
So that's just a few of the things we've done for habitat, and we're very passionate about youth. I think of a young family friend of mine that had his first mentored hunt this last fall on a turkey, and that's a memory he'll cherish all his life. But we passed a bill to expand the mentored youth hunter program. Eligibility age. Yeah, the
there
age that you're eligible. And we initiated the first-time hunter program. We, again, are having that youth pheasant hunt this fall, and we work to support other youth pheasant hunts around the state. We initiated a half-price youth turkey tag. So just many, many things we're doing to help youth learn to hunt and get involved in the hunting heritage.
I think it's really important to know that people may not know how those things happen or who's behind a lot of this. And, you know, so your organization really helps in so many different ways, and you do things with ODFW on your own. I mean, you're so involved in so many different things, BLM, all kinds of things. So I know what you just mentioned about the mentoring, which is so exciting to me because I love to be out in the outdoors too with my family, with my kids, with my grandkids. And so for me, I may not be maybe the best hunter in the world, or that might not be what drives me, but I do love to be outdoors and I'm capable, you know, to be out there on my own. But I love the idea of the mentoring so much. And, you know, if we're not mentoring, it's like we have to teach the next generation and then the next generation. And so I love the mentoring programs and the youth pheasant hunt that you guys are working on, and the fact that you do things like that is so special. And we have our, we have the sportsman show. Gosh, I could not think of that word for the life of me, coming up. And so you guys usually have a booth there as well, where people can learn more about the organization if they've heard something that interests them today.
Yes, we have a booth at the sportsman show at the Douglas County Fairgrounds coming up weekend after next. And we'll be there manning that booth, and we'll be talking to folks about all the things that we do. We'll be answering questions about habitat and public access. We always talk about hunting technique. And one of the great things about the Oregon Hunters Association is we have a bi-monthly magazine. And speaking of hunters, where I'm always meeting with people that are either moving into the area from out of the area, or maybe hunted as youth and they want to get back into it. And the Oregon Hunters Association magazine has all kinds of articles that are timely for the season on where to hunt, how to hunt, how to prepare game, recipes for game, equipment to use, equipment not to use, how to maintain things so that when it's time to go, you're ready to go. And that magazine is a great asset. I look forward to coming out every bi-monthly.
Yeah, you know, we always read it the day it comes. It's just a quick, great read. So that's one of the bonuses of being a member. And you can become a member at the booth. You can also talk about or sign up if you're interested in coming to the banquet, which you guys have coming up in April.
Yes, we did not. We're not able to hold a banquet in 2021, but we are looking forward to it this year. It will be held on April 9th at the Seven Feathers Hotel and Casino Resort in Canyonville. Doors open at 4 p.m. We serve a fantastic dinner. We have raffles for various items, firearms, hunting, camping. We have a tent raffle this year that's sponsored by Oregon Life Homes. It's a complete wall hunting tent with a wood stove, a cots, all the things you need to just put it in the back of your vehicle and take off, and you got a camping system right there built in. We have many, many raffles there, firearms. We have a wall of guns, all manner of electronics, optics, everything you need to be enjoying the outdoors in a hunting capacity.
I think the thing that I also enjoy is, you know, before the show even starts, people can submit their photos and you guys put them up and you get to see people being out in the outdoors or doing what they love and they can submit pictures. I love that part. I watch that like at least five times before we get going and you guys are auctioning and doing stuff. I enjoy the photos.
I do too. There's some great photos there, and I always look for photos of young people that I've helped or know that have experienced a great outdoor trip or an outdoor adventure. If we can get photos of that and a smile on their face and the pride they show, we always like to include those in our photos as well. That photo reel is a great thing to watch while you're getting settled and getting to know your friends again, getting back together with your old friends and having a good time.
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's not one of the things that you think about when you think about the booths and all the wonderful chances and opportunities you can win something or all the neat things you can learn. But honestly, those photos are, for me, I love watching them and looking at them. And then, of course, to have to strategically figure out what I think I need out of the live auction. So too many great, wonderful things there at the auction. So if you're interested, you know, you can come by the Sportsman Show and meet with the group that's there, because it's different people at different times of the day. They take shifts. Stop by and say hi and ask questions. You can sign up to be a member. You can sign up to come to the banquet, which automatically makes you a member. Correct? Is that still how that works, Kelly?
That's correct. If you come to the banquet, you can sign up, and in your fantastic dinner, you get raffle tickets for two different great raffles and membership to the Oregon Hunter Association.
See, that's a great deal. You're getting all kinds of stuff in one night. And you get to be around like-minded individuals who, you know, really are passionate about the same things that you are. And it's just such a fun night. I really enjoy the atmosphere and just it's just a light, fun evening and supporting a wonderful event. And then, of course, the monies that you guys raise that night go to fund these wonderful activities such as the youth hunt and all the projects that you guys do. So
that's where we fund the projects that we do, absolutely.
So very important, very important. Come on out. And because we still have time, if you're interested in being a sponsor or have products that you might want to donate to the auction, please reach out to one of the board members or Kelly. I don't know what number or who we want to give out for that, but reach out if you want to sponsor something.
If you'd like to sponsor, or if you'd like to be a attendee and you'd like to know how to purchase tickets, or real easy to purchase tickets, I can give my phone number. If someone would like to reach out to me, you can phone or text me, and I'm at 541-580-7056 for more information.
All right, we'll repeat that again one more time before we get done on the show. So if you missed that, get your pen and paper ready and we'll come back to that before the end of the segment here. So I know one of the things, Kelly, and I don't know how much you can share on this. We'll have to have you back on another show and go into depth, but legislation is one of the parts. And I know we don't do politics on the show, and so I'm treading lightly here, everybody. But there are really important things that people need to know about. If you're a rancher, you need to know. If you're a fisherman, you need to know. If you're a hunter, you need to know. And that's the new measure that's out there. So would you briefly touch on that for us?
Yes, Shannon. There's a ballot measure that people are gathering signatures for to put on the ballot. It's called IP13, Initiative Petition 13. And it would effectively eliminate hunting in the state of Oregon, and it would also eliminate fishing, and I mean eliminate it. It would impact ranchers. It would impact farmers as well, as ranchers could no longer raise cattle and sheep and have them taken in and slaughtered for table meat and human consumption. The only way that they could be consumed was if they died of natural causes. So it would have a tremendous impact on the lifestyle in Oregon, and it would also raise food prices that have already gone up. It would raise them significantly, because then protein meat products would have to be brought from out of state to be sold in the local supermarkets. There could no longer be local beef, grass-fed beef, local poultry, local pork. That would all be over with. And if you wanted to raise a chicken and have chicken for meat chickens, you couldn't do that unless the chicken died of natural causes.
It's just crazy. We're going to have you back because that's going to be a whole segment. But you need, people need to Google into that and research it and get your own information. Do your own studies and your homework. But it's Douglas County. This is something that will hit us hard. So, but it's time for a break. Kind of a little bit over, actually. So we'll be back in just a moment with more on Your Q, sponsored by Premier Insurance.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
All right, we're back. And I always laugh about this because every single week that's what I do. I chat during the commercials and then I'm like, oh yeah, we got a radio show to do here. But exciting news too, during the commercial, Carlos from Umpqua Survival joined us. Can you hear okay? And so we have him here in the studio. Welcome. Welcome.
Hi, glad to be back.
Yes. So we're going to chime in, and I told Carlos, chime in anytime here. And so, yes, it is, Dale. Technical difficulties there for a second. So, Kelly, coming back to you, tell us about Kelly Forney here with the Oregon Hunters Association, Umpqua Valley Chapter. Tell us about, I know you guys have some potential to transplant some elk or something.
Well, there's a lot of elk here in the valley areas, in the outlying agricultural areas, that sometimes become a nuisance. And the local chapter of Oregon Hunters Association encourages any efforts from the Department of Fish and Wildlife here locally to catch those elk in a trap, like a fence trap, and transport those into the areas that For one reason or another, do not have any elk, a fire-burned area or another area that is devoid of elk, like up the North Umpqua River in certain spots. So we hope to be able to financially and volunteer-wise contribute to those type of efforts. Several years ago, when there was massive snow in eastern Oregon, Oregon Hunters Association funded deer feeding efforts during those severe weathers to keep those herds alive in times when they might not have survived otherwise.
Sounds well, and I'm sure cool. The hunters really, really appreciate that, too. I mean, the people that own the land also that are getting torn up. So
yes, correct. Well, those animals are always searching for food in certain times, and if they can be fed in another way or transplanted to an area where there's less competition for the food and there's lots of food, that's everybody wins there.
Well, Kelly, and I know that you do some special things above and beyond Oregon Hunters Association that are still involved. Like, I took a class through ODFW with Kat, and you were there with Bill Jackson, who's another board member.
Yes.
And maybe in the future we'll be teaching some of those classes. Mm-hmm. And so I will tell people, we just talked about earlier on the earliest segment that, you know, some people move up and they don't know where to go or what to do or anything like that. One of the classes is, how do you even get started? How do you understand your regulations? And a lot of the questions were actually, I was very glad they were brought up and asked, because it was something that would have been maybe an illegal act and they had no clue. And so if somebody is, I would say reach out to ODFW and ask, you know, when any of those future classes are coming up. I don't know if you have any scheduled now yet for the future.
We are in the process of putting those schedules together. Oregon Hunters Association is cooperating with the Department of Fish and Wildlife to put together a Learn to Hunt program for adults and younger people, and it encompasses many aspects of hunting. And you say learn to hunt, what does that mean? Well, you've got folks that may have hunted as in their younger years. You got folks that may have never hunted, but now because of changes in our society, they think they want to source their own protein. So they want to engage in how do I source my own protein? How do I get an animal and to where I can put that together and have that butchered or have that for table meat? So that's what Learn to Hunt is all about. And we talk about things like access. Where can you hunt? We talk about when you can hunt, the various seasons and the various types of tags and the various methods, whether it's archery or any firearm or muzzle loader. And all of that is condensed into something like 2 to 3 three-hour sessions in the evening. You sign up for this class. We taught one locally here at Sportsman's Warehouse last year, and we plan to teach some more this year. And we're just trying to help people get comfortable with the idea of where and how to hunt. In surveying people that don't buy tags and licenses to hunt or fish, we hear things like, well, the access has changed. I don't know where to hunt anymore. Well, we talk about that. We talk about how to understand where you can hunt, what's open and what's not. We hear people say, well, I can't find the game or I can't find the fish. Well, we talk about that. We talk about how to find the animals, where they're at a particular time of year and what methods you use. Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife has some great videos on YouTube about fishing for steelhead, for bass, for all different types of game fish in Oregon. And we are fully cooperative with the Department of Fish and Wildlife. We appreciate what they do, and we want to just spread the word that there's a lot of things to do in the outdoors here in Oregon, and this is how you do it.
That sounds awesome. I think that might be something I have to talk to you about. that might be something we need to talk to you about, partnering up with a little, because we sell hunting and fishing tags and licenses, and we have people ask us questions all the time, and even if just for our staff to get a little bit more training would be awesome.
Yeah, I thought that was really beneficial for that, because I do have a husband who's very proficient in this and studies the books and the percentages and to the point of annoyance. And you know who you are, Jeffrey. And, and then my kids as well. So it's just like, this is a big deal in my family, and we have fun with it. But I felt like I wanted to be knowledgeable. Like, if I don't have that input and I could do it on my own. So my daughter-in-laws went and my niece went. We kind of did it as a women's thing that night to be like, let's empower ourselves to better understand the choices and the options, you know, that we're doing and we're making when we're putting in our tags. And I think the class does an excellent job of that. I felt very empowered, probably much to my husband's annoyance, but to be like, I think I can do this. I think I can figure out, you know, exactly how I want to do it. And but there's nothing like putting time in the woods. So you need to get out there. And we're not giving you our waypoints. That's all I'm saying, everybody.
Well, talking about time in the woods, that's something that Oregon Hunter Association is very encouraging of, is mentoring other hunters. You know, a lot of folks, when they first start back into the woods or for the first time, it's sometimes difficult to tell if you're looking at deer tracks or deer sign or elk tracks or elk sign, what's the difference and how old they are and which direction are they going, how big is that bear track, is that a male bear or a female bear. All those things can be learned over time, and through the magazine we put out bi-monthly and through these Learn to Hunt programs, we can impart that knowledge to folks and encourage them. And it's a lot more fun if you know what you're doing, then if you're out there, unless other than just be out there guessing at what you're doing. If you have someone mentoring you, you're much more likely to be successful and be safe as well.
Well, and just like your monthly member meetings, the last one I went to was about the wolves.
Yes.
And the situation in Oregon. And it was just, part of it that they did was showing the tracks between a cougar and how they get people saying, oh, there's wolves right here in this area. And then ODFW goes out and they can't see anything, but they see the big prints. But they showed us the print of a wolf. And unless you don't have spit in your mouth because the size of the track is so big, it's probably not that. It was shocking to see the difference between cougars, which I know you're really knowledgeable about, you know, bobcats versus a wolf or just a domesticated dog. The difference is shocking. And for me, that made me feel a lot better because, I don't know, I'm not going to say it's a woman thing, but it's a Shannon thing. When I get out there hunting by myself sometimes, I'm my own worst enemy because I'm like, oh my gosh, what was that stick breaking? Is that a wolf? Am I going to die now? Like, I am my own worst enemy sometimes. And so that knowledge was, I found, super helpful. So even the monthly meetings that you guys do are so knowledgeable, and there's something for everybody. Everybody had to have learned something in that meeting.
That presentation was put on by Nick Leonetti from the local Department of Fish and Wildlife, and Nick is the local expert on wolves in the Umpqua National Forest and in Douglas County. And that was an excellent presentation to show people how to determine whether the track they're looking at is a wolf and what areas that the wolves may be in, and how to respond to one if you come across one. That is very, very informative. And we have a meeting, a range of meeting topics. One of my favorite topics is we get with the Oregon State Police, the Fish and Game Troopers. They come in once a year, and they talk about some of the various cases that they've had to deal with. They talk about poaching issues, and Oregon Hunters Association is very supportive of the TIPS program, Turn In Poachers, that helps to hopefully curb the wanton waste and poaching of wildlife in Douglas County.
Yeah, it's a short amount of time that you're there, but the knowledge that you can gain or just the information that's put out is pretty vast in like an hour. It's pretty impressive. And I know that Jeff Monerich does one that's always very well attended. Usually every year he'll do something of what he's done, and those are... he always does such a great job. Again, I guess I'm the photograph person because I love photos.
Jeff puts a great presentation on. Some of the things he's talked about is some of the hunts he's taken into wilderness areas. He did a great presentation on one of his sheep hunts that had detail and pictures. And it's a great way to go vicariously where you've never been through his presentations. You're talking about somebody that's been there one-on-one. It's a great opportunity to hear that presentation.
Well, Kelly, we're about done with our segment here, and it was so wonderful to have you on. Could you give your number again for anybody that's interested in reaching out and becoming a member, coming to the banquet, sponsoring something for the banquet? We're going to have you as our contact resource here.
If a person is interested in our banquet or what we do at our banquet or anything that the Oregon Hunters Association does, you may call me at 541-580-7056 or text me at the same number.
Thank you so much for being on. And again, we'll have to have you back when we have more time to talk about that other thing. But I do encourage people to Google it, research it, check into it. IP13, it's important to know for Douglas County. We need to get that out there. And thank you so much. And we wish you the most success at Oregon Hunters Association. You guys are great. Thank you for everything you do. We're going to be back after this break with Carlos from Umpqua Survival and our local business buzz. Find out what's happening out on Diamond Lake Boulevard. Be back in just a moment. Your cue.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
All right, we're back. Shannon Sebastian here with your cue. Have Carlos. Carlos, tell me how to say your last name appropriately.
Well, it's Ortegon, but according to my dad, I don't say it correctly either. So,
oh. I was going to put some flavor with it or something, so I wasn't sure.
I think that's what I'm missing.
Missing a little flavor there?
Yeah.
Well, Carlos is with Umpqua Survival and the sponsor of our local business buzz, which has been so appreciated by the guests that have been on already. Carlos, I just have to tell you, I know they thank you sometimes on the radio and are just sure appreciative. So thank you for Umpqua Survival for being the sponsor for that and affording other local businesses, brick and mortars, to be able to present and showcase their business on the show.
Well, that's what it's all about. We like to help out our other local businesses. So,
well, we paint it forward. So I know since you were on last month, because you're going to be on the first Thursday of every month. So if y'all want to know what's going on at Umpqua Survival, come on out and listen to the show every Thursday. First Thursday of every month, and you'll hear Carlos on here. So tell us you've added some new classes and all kinds of good stuff going on out there.
Yeah, we've got classes scheduled out through March right now. As usual, we've got our concealed carry classes. We've also got a women's self-defense and situational awareness class, an advanced concealed carry class with some self-defense mixed in, We've got a seminar that's available from U.S. Law Shield on protecting yourself from civil unrest. We've got a concealed carry and brews going on at Looking Glass Brewery, certified first aid CPR, pistol fundamentals down at South Umpqua Rod and Gun Club, and another AR build workshop scheduled.
Well, my husband, since you were on last, went out and took your concealed and carry class, the one for multiple states, and it was great. And he came home and said, did you know, because I had already taken mine a long time ago. Well, about a year ago. And one of the things I didn't really know, I just kind of assumed, because it seemed to make sense to me, that if I have a gun on my person or in my purse, that I would have that on me at all times or be whatever. But that was very, very important and very much emphasized in the class. So I think even if you've taken it before, there's always next levels of learning and more stuff you can learn. So I love that you guys are so knowledgeable out there and bring in great, knowledgeable instructors.
Yeah, well, it's like anything. I mean, you can always do further education and you can always hone your skills, and you should be constantly looking to learn new things.
Well, and that makes life, exciting and entertaining. I mean, if we're just stagnant and not doing new stuff, and that's what I like about what all you guys have to offer out there. And then I will say, I went out there, and I know I already told you this, that I got my ice cream sandwich, and it was really good. It was a learning curve, but your staff was so nice. Everybody was so nice when we were out there, and I saw them helping a young man who was picking out, I think, badges and things for the Boy Scouts or Cub Scouts, all the Scouts, I guess. And he was just so excited, and they went up to the counter, and it was kind of like everybody was celebrating that he was taking this next step. And anyway, it was just really neat, and I thought your staff was super nice. So great staff, super knowledgeable.
Well,
go and
you.
Check it out. And when you do, look right inside the door, because you can sign up, and we're going to announce a winner here in a little bit and tell you who's winning. But you guys are going out, but you need to put your name in the box. You could win a $25 gift certificate. Just ask Ray. He's already won, and other winners. So go out, check out the store, meet the great people, and sign up for the raffle. Chance to win $25 gift certificate out there, which you could, spend all on ice cream sandwiches if you wanted, if you're somebody like me. But
there's a big variety of stuff you can spend it on, yeah.
I still like the sandwiches. And I think I need a Jet Boil in my life.
Oh, they're fantastic.
That was pretty cool. Not going to lie. I think I need one of those. So I'm like, I'm probably going to be back, and I probably need one of those and some other stuff. My husband, he was just all about guns and firearms. So I had a little bit different, I guess, spending budget in mind than he did. Because when he went to your class, he ended up getting one. And I'm like, okay, see? Oh, I think that's something I'd like to ask your two cents on, too, is the lines for doing the background checks and things like that. They can be quite lengthy, and people really need to know that and be patient. Do you have problems with that when people come in? Are people pretty patient? Or
for the most part, people are patient, but a lot of people don't realize that, right now there's about 4,000 people in line waiting on their background checks, and that's taken a couple weeks. The ways to alleviate that are to have a concealed carry license, and that puts you at the front of the line. So rather than waiting 2 weeks, it takes 10 minutes. So.
That's a huge selling point right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, my husband was like, I wish I would have had this sooner, so then I could have not had to bend number 3012, or it was 3000 and something. But I thought, boy, I wonder if, people keep talking about, oh, I have to wait longer for my food, or there's this impatience that we have with staffing and things being, pharmacy lines, everything. You have to wait. So I thought, gosh, are people fairly nice about that, or knowledgeable and realize that they might be number 3 or 4000, or are they quite surprised by that? So,
well, we get a little bit of both, mm-hmm. But for the most part, I think if you treat people right, they're more, they're more willing to be patient and keep a nice attitude about things. And so we try and keep it positive, and it seems to work most of the time. Yeah.
It's kindness always rules out. I mean, just has to. And on those days where it doesn't, that's the other person's problem. That's my that's my take on it. It's like, I'm going to be nice until one of us breaks here.
Well, customer service is, I'm very passionate about it, so I try and instill that in my employees. And I think that's a little bit of what sets us apart from a lot of other places. So,
well, it was definitely noticeable going in there because everybody just was so nice. And they were having a good time. Which, being I've been at the Ride for 22 event with you guys, which is an auction, I kind of know y'all are about a good time and like to have fun. And that's infectious. That's fun to be able to go into some place and it's light and people are enjoying where they work. And mm-hmm. and that was so noticeable. So kudos to you on the fact that it's very apparent when you go in there, people enjoy where they're working and what they're doing both. So that's a huge kudos to
Well, thank you.
To you and the way you're running it, because it's very noticeable, I felt like. And so we'll be back when our gun is ready, too.
Perfect.
Well, we talked a little bit with the Oregon Hunters Association as you joined us towards the end of that. And, you know, education is a huge, way for us to improve our skills. And so the fact that you offer these classes and that many of them are right there in your building is very valuable.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get a hold of them and see if we can't partner up and do some of their classes in our building also.
Yeah, oh, I know they'd love that. I mentioned that a while ago to Kat, Sandor, who is with the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. She works up out of Salem and did the class, to find a local place that could do that. And I was at the class that was at the Sportsman's Warehouse, so, and it was kind of loud because we could hear everything, and I was like, you need to find a local place to do this. So yeah, that'd be awesome because we're supporting local. It's the local business.
Yeah.
But it's a wonderful class. I did take it, and I would tell people, highly recommend it. So another thing I want to touch on is Reader's Choice is out. It's happening, people.
Yeah, get on there and vote.
Get on there and vote, Carlos says. So
you can vote once a day.
Once a day. Vote.
Feel free.
Feel free. Get on there. Get doing it. We have Umpqua Survival. Our Premier Insurance is on there. Alan's on there. I'm on there. We feel well represented. But honestly, vote your heart. Get out there. Whoever you love to go to, whoever you want to support, please do that. So I'm not saying it has to be me or... It does have to be Premier Insurance. I am kind of super picky about that. But just get out and support, because this does mean a lot to, businesses. And, some of us set goals and want to achieve those and try to do that by being, good stewards in our community and by giving good customer service. And so this is where that can be a reflection as a thank you as well. So.
Carlos, absolutely.
Every day, Carlos says, get out there and vote Umpqua Survival. You're in a couple categories, right?
Yeah, we're in there for outdoor store and hobby store.
I was thinking you were in a couple spots on there, so I was like, let's see, outdoor and hobby. Get out, vote every day. I don't know when that ends, but act like it's the end of the month. Keep voting until it's gone.
Yeah, I think it's pretty soon, actually. So.
Yeah, I was thinking it was like around Valentine's Day or something, but... I have to get my dates right on that. And so one other thing, remember, vote, 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 Reader's Choice. You can do that by in the paper or online. Vote every day online. Go for it. And one more thing I have some notes here that I'm like, got to cover now, is you have the special coffee out there. So, honestly, it's Alan's son's favorite. I think that Logan drinks it in our office. It's Black Rifle Coffee. Is that right?
Yeah, Black Rifle Coffee Company.
And you carry it.
Yeah, we carry almost all their different flavors. And we've been doing that for quite a while now. And it's, honestly, we probably sell more coffee than we do anything else in the store.
It's kind of a big deal. I have never had a cup of coffee in my life, so I can't promote that. I just don't have it. But... people that do really, really like it. So if you're a coffee person, you should probably try the Black Rifle Coffee out on Umpqua Survival. Give it a try. Sounds like you'll be back.
Yeah,
it's really
popular.
You don't
have to wait for it online. You can just come into the store.
Oh, so that's like taking cuts. That's even cooler. All right, we're going to be back in just a moment with more with Carlos and Umpqua Survival here on Your Q, sponsored by Premier Insurance.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to Your Q, and we are on News Radio 1240 KQEN. Thank you, Dale. And I have Carlos with Umpqua Survival here in the studio. So, Carlos, every month you guys do a raffle for a charitable organization. Can you tell us about February's?
Yeah, February's raffle is, it's a custom AR-15 that we put together, and Rocky's Gunworks did a custom Cerakote job on. It looks pretty sweet. We're calling it the Fire Drake. All the profits from this raffle are going to go to Every Child Douglas, which takes care of foster children and foster families.
Absolutely. Great program.
So, yeah, great program. Help the kids out. Help those families out, and and it's an awesome rifle. You got to come check it out.
I saw a picture online, and I was like, I know it's February, and then I saw it was red. I'm like, is that Valentine's or is that fire? And then when I saw the name, I'm like, okay, it's got to be flames or something. But it's beautiful.
Yeah, well, we were trying to figure out a way to incorporate both.
It's catchy.
So,
yeah, it looks good. My hubby bought some for last time, so then I saw the live, because you guys always do your reveals live on your website.
Yeah.
Or Facebook page. And so he came home, and I'm like, well, you didn't win. Sorry about your bad luck. But it's for a great cause, and that's what people need to remember, and, you know, that, yes, you can have this chance to win a gun, but you're also doing good at the same time, so.
Well, and really, you have pretty good odds. I mean, we usually only sell around 200 tickets a month. So even if you buy one ticket, one in 200, it's not horrible odds. It's way better than the lottery.
Right. Way better than the lottery. And in such, you know, wonderful organizations that you contribute to. And Easter Seals was last month. You know, now it's Every Child, which they do such great work, you know, in the foster care system and helping people. Supporting the foster families, because, boy, without those, we'd really be in a pickle if these children that need temporary homes didn't even have a place to go. So it's very important to support the foster care families. And so kudos, Umpqua Survival, for raising money and a good cause. And
yeah, we enjoy doing it.
And so. Everybody loves your prizes.
Yeah, and if you can't make it out to the store to check it out, we are going to be at the Sportsman Show, and we'll have the rifle there on display selling raffle tickets. At the Sportsman Show, so swing by the booth and say hi and take a look at some of the stuff that we do.
Yeah, check it out. And like you said, it's got the coating on there, and so people can actually see the work that he does as well by looking
at
it.
Yeah, he's definitely an artist. He does an awesome job.
Yeah, it very much so. We
Shout out to another small business.
There you go. Shout out. That's what this is about, local business buzz. And it just enhances it so much. It's like you look at one that's not got the treatment on it and then what he does, and it's like this is absolutely takes it to a higher level. It just looks like it's twice as much money, honestly.
Yeah.
But good stuff. And then when you go in, you can also put in for the raffle for the show, and we might announce your name, which we'll do here in just a moment. And I also wanted to still ask, this is nuts, that our poor little guy at the office, Jax, our office dog Jax, our German Shepherd, got to come by and meet him sometime. Everybody that knows him loves him. And so we've been having some people post on Facebook some messages asking for updates and how he's doing. And he's actually not doing that great, y'all. He got a little bit of an infection. And so Shelly and Alan and everybody's diligently been washing it out and cleaning it. And Cheryl gives him meds, and he gets his meds at home. So anyway, still cover him in prayer because, you know, those fur babies are so important to us in our life. And so we'd love to do that. And we sure want him well again. We talk, Alan always tells all of us, fix it, make it better for him. And we're trying, and this is my best way, is to cover him in prayer and everybody lift him up and pray for him because he's sure miserable. We covered Reader's Choice to go online and vote every single day, Carlos says. If you're interested in this, because we give you a lot of information on the show about Oregon Hunters Association, about classes. Carlos listed off a lot of classes that Umpqua Survival has. Please feel free to go to the KQEN, newsreview.com. Go to the radio website and click on the tab for podcast in your queue, and you can hear the show anytime afterwards if you missed information, if you missed Kelly's phone number, and you can always get the information later. So if you heard the show and you think somebody else needs to hear it, let them know. Send them the link. Works really slick. I put it on my Facebook. I think you guys are putting it on your website or Facebook or something, and posting when Carlos has been on with, you know, what's going on out at Umpqua Survival. So the one thing I also did want to say, too, and I mentioned to you, Carlos, during the commercial, but on air I want to mention it, too, is your classes kind of fill up fast. So if there's a class that Carlos mentioned, call soon,
yeah.
Quick.
Yeah,
go online,
call, or
sign
you can
up.
Go on the website, umpquasurvival.com, and you can sign up on there as well. So.
And your phone number?
541-673-6666.
And they are the bright green and blue building on the end of Diamond Lake Boulevard, everybody. Well, not the very end, but the town outskirts anyway. And so stop by today, get some raffle tickets, come see them at the Sportsman Show. And you guys are going to be in the main building, you said.
Yeah, I believe that's the one that we're usually in. So.
Okay, well, come find us, because I think Oregon Hunters Association is in the same building. And we're almost out of time. So today's winner is Terrell Rudolph. And Terrell, we will call you after the show and let you know how to pick up your thing. But you can just come here to the News Review and the gals will have it at the front desk for you. That's it for this week. We'll be back with more Your Cue next week from 4 to 5 on Thursday. This is Shannon Sebastian, Premier Insurance, and Umpqua Survival. See you next week.